Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Weeks in, 2-0, two division wins, a head-to-head win.
They have the Broncos next week.
Another division game coming up, so they could be 3-0 with three division wins. The way the schedule is set up, that's an unbelievable spot to be in if you're the Chargers. Yes, it would still only be three games into the year, but you couldn't ask for a better position to be in as an NFL team trying to win a division title, trying to knock off a team that has dominated a division for 9-plus years.
No, it's the Chargers look for real. I know we openly mocked them every given year, and the fact that they got a two-game lead on the Chiefs and the current tiebreaker, although, again, they'll play each other again, so you could get it back down to one game fairly easily just by getting a win against them later in the year. No, I definitely think the thing that has stood out probably the most is defensively. They did a lot to hold down Kansas City, and they made the Raiders just look bad yesterday. And so if they're going to play, and they were one of the top five defenses in points per game last year. Now, they lost Khalil Mack for... I don't assume...
It was an ugly-looking elbow injury. Is it a sling after the game? I don't know what
it seems unlikely he'd play next week against the Broncos. I guess I won't completely rule it out outside of there. But yeah, my biggest takeaway from that game last night is the Raiders still don't have enough playmakers, and Geno Smith is kind of average. They won't be a laughing stock, but they're not good enough, again, to actually compete for this thing. And Justin Herbert is an efficiency monster right now. What he's doing best is... not putting on like a highlight reel every 5 seconds, but doing like being efficient, ruthlessly, I would argue, efficient over the first two games that have made him one of the most efficient and best quarterbacks in the NFL through 2 weeks.
The scariest thing for them to me watching, other than the record and the head-to-head win and everything, is that if it continues this way, that means that a guy that I like coming out of the draft, but it's been a bust until the last 2 weeks of his career, Quinn Johnston, TCU.
He looks good.
He's having the best start. He's having the best two-game stretch of his NFL career. He's got 8 catches, 150 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Had another long 40-plus yarder, I think it was, last night. If all of a sudden they have him and McConkey, and then they got the vet Keenan Allen mixed in, and I'm sure as the season goes on, maybe Omarion Hampton becomes a bigger factor, although that fumble late last night maybe hurts his confidence and what the confidence maybe they have in him. We'll see as the season goes on. But if Quentin Johnson ends up being the guy they thought they drafted 2 years ago as a big target down the field, that makes him even scarier. So that's a player I'm keeping an eye on for the Chargers the rest of the way. He ended up last night with 3 catches for 71 yards. Not a 40-yard touchdown. It was a 60-yard touchdown.
Here is the issue as we look already at the AFC West, because I think that's fair, because the Chargers, again, if they beat the Broncos this week, and that's no guarantee, they will be 3-0 in the division. Their schedule, not bad. They have the Broncos this week, a team that is, you know, good team. Not a gimme win by any means. Giants, that's a team that looks like it's mostly going nowhere. We'll see. They do face the Chiefs this weekend. The Commanders, the biggest question in that matchup will be, will Jaden Daniels be fine? It's a sprained knee. They're calling it week to week. Will he be fine 2 weeks from now? So that game varies in difficulty. Dolphins, will the Colts come crashing back to the earth? Vikings, and what's J.J. McCarthy by then? Titans? Steelers, but at home? Jags? I mean, it's like,
only have one loss through like 8 or 9 games.
I listed a game in which they won't be favored? That's the question.
Like, right.
No, have I listed a single game in which they will not be favored?
They will likely be favored. The question is, 2 weeks in, are the teams that we think are toss-up games or not difficult games, do some of those teams start playing better? But right now...
or do the Colts start playing worse?
Because it's almost too early to look at schedule strength, just because of right now we're only basing it off of teams that are 0-2, 2-0, or 1-1. I mean, it's such a small sample. But if you were wondering where do they rank right this second, Now, there's other metrics to use for strength of schedule. You could go what you're saying, which is based off of are they favorites or not, which seems to be more accurate, or you just go based off a win percentage, and it would tell you the Chargers have the fourth easiest schedule remaining the whole year. Okay, it's two weeks in, but that's what it says.
That's because the Dolphins are 0-2, the Vikings.
It says the Chiefs have the 13th toughest, if you're wondering. The Cardinals have the toughest schedule. It's because the Rams are 2-0. That division is brutal right now in the NFC West record-wise. So we'll see. The easiest schedule, if you were curious, it's what we thought heading end of the year. The Bills have the easiest schedule remaining in football. We knew that going in. It's 2 weeks in.
I'm borderline about to call it on the Bills being the number one seed.
I genuinely
think it might be a wrap. I think the Bills are the number one seed. Their next three games are against the Dolphins, Saints, Patriots. Okay, so that's 5-0. Then they go Falcons, Panthers, Chiefs. So at least the Chiefs one's difficult, hypothetically. Like, it's, you know, just as long as they're playing better football, it's like, their schedule is a joke. It's mostly because the AFC East is.
Yeah, we knew it going in. They had a great, I mean, we kind of said that before the season. I mean, This was always set up really well. And then the fact that they won that Sunday night opener against Baltimore, the one other team that you think is going to challenge them, maybe for the top seed. Now they have it. They have the tiebreaker. It's just, if the Bills finish with 13 wins, we think the Ravens are getting to 14. I don't. So that's the challenge you have if you're Baltimore now for the one seed. And we'll see how the rest of the AFC plays out. Like, I don't think anybody thinks the Colts are going to be challenging for the number one seed just because they're out to a 2-0 start.
What's your guess right now of what the Chargers win total is? I asked that as it relates to the AFC West, like, obviously.
What it's set at or what I think it'll
what
be?
What do you, I guess either, I'm curious by. What do you guys think they'll actually finish with?
That schedule,
13-4. Man, they were an 11-win team last year. So 2-win, I mean, that's not like a huge increase.
If they beat the Broncos, 13's absolutely in play. Before the season, I thought nobody else, frankly, but the Chiefs could get to 13 wins.
If they start 3-0, but if they're 3-0, including everybody in the division, I would say 13-4.
If you were wondering, just Vegas updated win totals for a couple of the teams in this division. The updated total for the Chargers, over under, even money.
11.5.
Let's see. Over under 11.5. The over is +140. So technically, the over under 10.5, it's still -135. If you think they're winning 11 games, even at -135, it's not a terrible, unless you think the Chargers are going to charge her all of a sudden. But
what's
it doesn't
the
look
Chiefs
like
down to?
The Chiefs total. Now, you can bet any number you want if you're willing to pay the juice, but the base number is down to 10.5. Over, actually, it's worse than that. Over 9.5 wins for the Chiefs is -130. To win 10 games, -130.
Well, I think we all know what bet I'll be making later today.
-130 that the Chiefs
that's
still
it?
Get to 10 wins. Yep.
If you think that's still all the juice I got to give up?
If you think they're still getting to 11 wins, over 10.5 is +145.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.